Dundalk on Saturday night, and another big game at Finn Park. The league leaders coming to town, so it's not going to be easy.
No, but as I said before, it's great to have Dundalk, you know, especially coming at home on Saturday night. We're hoping that we can get a turnout and we can get people to back us, because we need them to back us in every game. You know, most of all against the league champions and, you know, the farm team in the league at the moment, Dermot.
Yeah, and because the last time they were here, Harris put it up to them and managed to get a 1-1 draw out of it.
Yeah, it seems like a long while ago now, in fairness, you know, and they certainly have picked up and are back to where they were, or maybe even better, to put it that way. But like, as I said, we have Dundalk coming at home, who are the top team in the league at the moment. And, you know, as regards a game and as regards an attraction of to go and watch a game, you're not going to get a whole lot better, you know, certainly around this part.
Yeah, and you go into this game having scored 3 goals last weekend down at Daly Mount Park, which many teams don't manage to do, Ollie, but unfortunately didn't come away with anything.
No, I think you summed it up quite well there. You know, Bohemians, they're up at near the top of the table because of their defensive record, really. They concede very, very little. And if anyone told you that they were going to concede 3 on Friday night or were to score 3 in Daly Mount, you'd expect a result. But unfortunately, the game is over well before the final whistle in the manner that we defended. And that's not taking anything away from Bohemians. They had lots of chances that weren't mistakes that didn't go in. But unfortunately, maybe 4 out of 5 of the goals they scored were individual mistakes.
Yeah, and because of the sending off as well in that game, another red card, Ollie, you're down a man again this weekend and possibly a second through suspension.
Yeah, I can't in any manner condone that. You know, if someone makes a tackle and gets a yellow card for it, fair enough, we'll accept it if he genuinely goes and tries to win it. I think that the disappointing part from our view would be the, you know, concession or picking up of yellow cards for basically passing comments. And that's what's hurt us. We've had 2 sendings off in the last few games for 2 yellow cards in each case. And, you know, they're avoidable. Of course, there was a decision for the first yellow card on Friday night where there was a foul on Keelan and Bose went up and scored. But, you know, Let us voice our opinion on the sideline as opposed to there, because it's zero tolerance with the officials and they love it and they're only waiting for someone to pass a comment. And they're great writers as well. And to be fair, you know, Graham Kelly, the last, is quite a good referee, and I'm not complaining about it, but, you know, make it difficult for them to give you a booking and not what we did. And the two lads, you know, they know well that let us down in that manner, and they need to pull up their socks in that manner or we'll be in more bother.
Okay. Well, these games, the match against Bowes last weekend, Dundalk this weekend, these are all being played while UCD don't have any games, yep. Ollie. I don't know if that's a good thing for Harps or not.
Look, from UCD's point of view, they have 2 players playing in an invitational tournament. I'm not quite sure how the games are called off. Probably none of my business. It's, you know, the FAI director decided this. But from our point of view, UCD weren't on a good run, and it's good timing for them where they'll get players back fit and injured that were injured and refreshed, and they'll go again. But from our point of view, it doesn't affect us in that there's none of our games called off. And if you ask me a month ago when we're on a great run, I wouldn't want them called off. If you ask us now, we would take the next month and get lads back fully fit, you know.
Okay, and it's the first of 3 home fixtures out of the next 4 games, I think. Cork City and Sligo Rovers coming to Finn Park shortly as well. So you're probably looking at the home games, Ollie, as a better chance to pick up points than the away matches.
Yeah, although I think we've picked up 3 results away from home, if I'm right. And we got 3 draws in Inchicore and Cork and Sligo, which were 3 series. You know, and we've got, what have we got? 3 results at home. Am I correct in saying that 2 wins and a draw? That's your 10 points. Yeah. So, like, you know, it's huge. The first goal, Dermot, as you saw, maybe against Shamrock Rovers, they scored early after about 8 minutes, and with the quality that they had, we couldn't get back into it, regardless of having played 3 days earlier. And if the same happens against Dundalk on Friday night, it'll be a long, long night. And that has happened, you know, a couple of years ago, as I said. At the conference there, I remember very, very clearly, and you still kind of have headaches about it, where they come up and were 2-0 up after 4 minutes. Robbie Benson got 2 goals, and they ran out, I think, 7-0 winners. It could have been more. But if we make it difficult for them and compete and stay within it for the majority of the game, and then we'll see what happens. But that itself will take a huge effort. I've no doubt of the effort the lads will make, regardless of who's out through injury or suspension. It's just we need to be cuter. We need to be cuter with the officials. We need to be cuter as regards, you know, mistakes we've made. And but I can't fault their effort or I can't fault their togetherness. But it's a serious standard. Like, if you take Bohemians away and above all Dundalk, coming, you know, when you make mistakes, you get punished in this division.